It looks wrong.
Hmm. It is wrong.
Mm. Are they always that difficult to make?
The truth is, yes. I'll try again.
At this rate, the wedding will take place tomorrow.
Not to worry. Okay, here we go.
I'm worried, Philip. What if we can't tie the tie?
If we can't tie the tie, then there can't be a wedding.
You better not make Harry any more nervous than he is. Don't worry, we'll figure a way.
How you doing, fellas?
Not so good, Grandpa. We can't get this bow tie tied. Nobody knows how to do it. Do you?
No, I never could either.
Well, you have your own tuxedo. How do you tie your bow tie?
Yeah, I've seen you in it. You look great. How do you tie it?
I don't.
You don't?
What do you mean?
I never could tie one of those things, bow ties. I have always worn a clip-on bow tie.
A clip-on?
Of course. Now I remember.
Yes, it's so easy. All you do is clip it around under your collar.
We all need one of those.
The Tuxedo Rental Store. Do you think they're open?
Should be. Sunday's their big day.
I'll call and find out.
Well, if they're not, I'll lend you mine, Harry. You're the only one who really needs to be wearing a tuxedo anyway.
Thanks, Grandpa.
I'm the father of the bride. I'm supposed to be worried about my daughter, and here I am with the man that's marrying my daughter, worrying about him.
Poor Harry. I know the feeling. Wedding day jitters.
Are they open?
We're in luck. They're open, and they have lots of clip-on bow ties.
I'll bicycle down to the village and get them.
You better hurry, Robbie.
There's lots of time. A little over 2 hours.
In 2 hours and 15 minutes, I'll be married to Susan.
And be a true member of the Stewart family.
Oh, you're a lucky guy, Harry. Susan is one of the best women you'll ever find. She's just like her grandma.
Now, once you put the ring on Susan's finger, you are one of us, Harry. And don't ever forget it.
That's right.
Ring. Ring. Oh, my. What did I do with the rings? I put them in the pocket of my sports jacket.
No, I think you put them in your tuxedo jacket pocket, remember?
Right. What did I do with the rings?
Didn't you give them to Richard? He's your best man. I remember. You gave them to Richard.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. You handed them to me. What did I do with them?
I hope they aren't lost.
Oh, don't worry, Harry. They have to be here.
I remember. I gave them to Robbie to hold so I wouldn't lose them.
Where's Robbie?
Relax, Harry. Robbie went to pick up the clip-on bow ties.
Oh, I forgot. What time is it?
It's still a little over 2 hours, Harry. Just relax.
But what about the rings?
I'm sure Robbie has them.
No. No, Robbie doesn't have them. He gave them to me to hold on to them because he didn't want the responsibility of holding them. I put them in my tuxedo, but in the lapel pockets. That's a relief. I was really worried.
I'll hold on to them for you. The best man always keeps the rings.
You're right, you're right. You hold on to them so there won't be a problem later.
Well, I think we'd better get dressed, fellas.
All right.
Robbie will bring the ties back.
Hey, leaving me?
You'll be fine.
Try to take it easy. It'll all be over in 2 hours.
Over?
The wedding ceremony will be over. You'll be husband and wife.
Oh, I guess you're right. 2 hours from now. Two hours from now.